this is Double Wide, and this is one of your bonus content pieces this week, subscribers. By the way, if you have subscribed, thanks very much. Recommend it to a friend. Don't forget to follow along at theawakener.ca. I produce the show, and there with me on the line, I have an opportunity today to speak one-on-one with the Insider. How's it going, Insider?
I'm doing great, Double Wide. Great talking to you.
Let me ask you something. Were you this loud on the last podcast? Because if so, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my I think my audio is better on this time around than the first time.
You know what? You might have something. Anyway, having said that, I thought what I would do is just take a quick 5 minutes with you and talk a little bit about the Canadian perspective on the balloon phenomenon. You got a minute?
I think that's great. Go right ahead.
First of all, isn't Justin Trudeau going to be in trouble with his Chinese friends for shooting their technology out of the sky? What's going to happen there?
So I agree with you totally, but you got to remember, they're saying it's NORAD that shot it down, and the reality is it's the U.S. military that shot it down. So Justin can wash his hands and say he didn't do anything, and you know he has part of, he is, Canada's involved with NORAD with the United States, so we have this agreement with them, and so we do share technology, but Canada's really been lax when it comes to NORAD for a number of decades.
Yeah, but I mean, doesn't it look like he called the strike on this, like it was in our airspace, and he gave NORAD the thumbs up to go and do it, right?
Yeah, well, the agreement with NORAD is he really can't say no to it. NORAD, as part of a joint U.S.-Canadian military exercise, they see something like this, and they're going to take action on it. And clearly, we know that the U.S. is the one leading the way when it comes to NORAD.
I know the Awakener has opinions about what the technology is that's floating around in the sky. What's your thinking?
Well, look, they're saying that that original balloon was a weather balloon that went off, and to me that's total bullshit. That it's clearly the original balloon was a balloon that came over from Alaska through Canada, Montana. It went over strategic military sites in the United States and clearly was a spy balloon. So I think that's what they're continuing to do is take these kind of photographs and images and survey our North American territory to see what they can get from it. I'm surprised they're not using satellite technology for doing this.
That's what I wonder. Two things came to mind. One is they get right now, I'm looking at the Awakener, and probably they have a better view on him than I do. He's across the studio. So right. I just feel like, why are they using that as technology? And then secondly, there's speculation. Well, first of all, I should say, this happens on occasion, right?
Yeah, this does happen, yes.
So two times in a week, though, it's almost like, wow, we were focused on it for the moment, made a big deal of it, and now here comes another one.
Right, exactly.
What do you think the second one was all about? Obviously a balloon, although they're saying it's a UFO, which is a different conspiracy show. I'll direct you to. But having said that, I think one of the generals, one of the NORAD appointed generals did say balloon at one point. I'm going to assume it is another weather balloon style thing. Why the second one?
Right. So I agree. Maybe because the first one was shot down. I really don't know. They are saying they're letting it slip that it's a balloon. They're now not saying that it's from China, or they're not saying who the entity that controls or owns it. I think maybe China's doing this in a way because they can do it and say, hey, it's a weather balloon. It's very innocent. It's something that went off track. I think that the reason also that they were doing it as claiming it as a weather balloon, one of the school of thought is that because China is part of this, you know, Paris Accord, Oslo Accord, global warming, environmental thing. So they could say it was an environmental balloon and they could let it slip basically under the radar and, you know, not let anyone realize that it's actually a spy surveillance balloon.
Well, they really don't have any flair for discretion or, like, you know, read the room, China. If if we've already shot one out of the sky, don't send a sec. Try and handle the second one yourself if you can. You know what I mean? Before it arrives.
Right. Fine. Agreed.
Another quick Canadian-based question, and this, by the way, I think impacts in a big way even our U.S. counterpart friends and even in Britain on the Liberty side of things, because it looks to me like the Canadian government is going to uphold stopping any sort of crypto donations to the trucker group that organized in Ottawa. How do you feel about that?
Listen, I'm very concerned about that because for those who don't know, the Canadian government went really above and beyond using the Emergencies Act to put pressure on the banks, which the banks just folded right away like a house of cards. And they put pressure on them to freeze people's bank accounts and credit cards if they donated to the Freedom Convoy. So this is an absolute abuse of power. And this is kind of showing what they want to do long term by having a one world government, by having a controlled system where if you are a bad boy or girl, they can block you and stop your financial transactions. So then the Freedom Convoy truckers, they switched over to Bitcoin and crypto in order to receive donations. They want to block that as well because they want ultimately long-term one world central bank cryptocurrency, right? One world CBDC. So they want to have total control over it. They don't want to have these other forms of finance that, you know, you could transfer money from one way to another that the government can't control or can't shut off.
It occurred to me this week that we have new legislation in place here in Canada that is groundbreaking. I mean, it's absolutely so forward thinking. We cannot wait to censor ourselves in Canada. New legislation censoring online and topic-driven search results. How do you feel about that, bro? That is, for what we do, this is almost devastating here in this country.
And that's the goal. And that's the goal is to be devastating. They want to control all forms of media. So they like, you know, The Awakener was talking about how alternative media is now really the new source of where people get their information from because they can't trust the mainstream media. And I agree with that.
I agree with that,
right?
Too, yeah.
Right, of course. So how do you do it? You legislate it so that, you know, using AI, they can control search results. They can block information that they don't want. And you see it when you do a Google search. You see Reuters and the other organizations that are tied in with the fact checkers, that are tied in with the World Economic
Forum. By the way, the same groups that Trudeau couldn't wait to hand out billions and billions and billions of dollars same week that he took power.
Yeah, exactly. The $400 million and $600 million, just to these mainstream media and fact checker groups, which it's an incestuous thing because one group does the fact checking, the mainstream media uses it and declares that the fact checker has deemed this reliable or unreliable information, and then they bounce off of each other. None of these are legitimate fact checker groups. It's all, you know, like Snopes, like all this kind of stuff. It's all fabricated. Reuters is a big one out there that's lying to the people, USA Today, etc. So I'm very concerned about that because this is the whole goal, is they want to have a true funnel of information that only comes from them. And it's very 1984. It's very Brave New World. They're going to control all the information, the inflow and outflow of information. And they want to just brainwash the public to think one way only, which is their way. There's not going to be any free speech. There's not going to be any freedom of thought. You either think the way the government thinks or you're going to be punished. Same way they do it in communist China, like you said, with the social credit score.
Insider, your time is precious. Thanks for taking time to entertain my questions. Don't forget, this is content made just for subscribers. Tell your friends about it. Thank you for subscribing. Visit theawakener.ca. Catch you next time, Insider.